The number of Muslims living in America has increased by two-thirds since the terrorist attacks on U.S. soil 11 years ago. Many emigrated here, and they live with discrimination from some Americans who connect all Muslims with the attacks. Half of all young Muslims under age 29 in the United States are registered to vote. But a Gallup survey also shows that number is the lowest among the country's main religious groups. Nadia Hussein, a delegate from California, blogs about young American Muslims.
They don't come from this lineage of voting and civic engagement. And because of also some of the barriers that have been happening, because of anti-Muslim rhetoric that has come up in our environment nationally, I think they're even further isolated.
Assalamu alaikum, everybody.
The two Muslims elected to Congress are trying to change that. Representative Keith Ellison of Minnesota became the first Muslim elected to Congress in 2006. He spoke to the Democratic Muslim Caucus, pointing out incidents of discrimination in America.
All of them simply demonstrate to us the essential importance of engaging and being involved in shaping not only the Democratic Party, but the communities that we all come from.
The Muslim Democratic organizations would like to get the same clout of other special interest groups. Of the 6,000 delegates here at the convention, 100 are Muslim, twice as many as 4 years ago.
Like, Allah chose me to be a Muslim.
Ohio delegate Kathina Harani is a Native American who converted to Islam years ago. She says having a large voting bloc could change the way other Americans view Muslims.
If we would band together and vote. Start voting for those representatives that have our best interests at heart, that represent us as Muslims in the community. We would no longer have all of the hate and the fear.
90% of American Muslims voted for Barack Obama in the last election. These delegates hope to mobilize others like them to vote again for the same man. At the Democratic National Convention, Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.
At the copper smelter. It was a tough and dangerous place.